Welcome to NCCI's State of the Line podcast. I'm your host, Christine Pike. From the summer weakness into the September surprise, the recent employment reports can keep us guessing. Unless, that is, you follow NCCI's Labor Market Insights report, which breaks it down into a nice one-pager. The Labor Market Insights report is written by Stephen Cooper, and Stephen is NCCI's executive director and senior economist, and he happens to be here with us today. Welcome, Stephen.
Thank you. Very happy to be here.
Stephen, let's just get right to it. I was checking out the Labor Market Insights report, or LMI, as we like to call it for short, before we started this recording, and I noticed that the word blockbuster is in there, and I think that's a little spicy, Stephen. Why are we saying that?
Yeah, and even before I get to that, I loved your intro here too, because even sometimes the employment reports have been keeping us guessing as economists, because, you know, we've seen such volatility over the last couple of months. And so, you know, for September, blockbuster was an interesting word choice to use.
It
because,
was.
You know, for plus 254,000 jobs, you might not think of that as blockbuster. You know, we've had job reports that were bigger and better than that, just even just earlier this year. But, you know, when we think about it relative to not only expectations, but relative to where we've been over the last couple of months. So, you know, June, July, and August, we had 3 months in a row of not bad, but I would say a little bit on the weaker side, employment reports, where job gains averaged just over 100,000 a month. And that was a step down from the pace earlier in the year, where we'd been averaging well over 200,000 per month. And then we come in with September, that plus 254. So not only did we get those stellar job gains for September, but we also had a 72,000 upward revision to the previous 2 months. You know, you specifically look at July, that went from plus 89 up towards plus 150.
So completely
changed the story.
Right. So when you're saying blockbuster, you really mean in relation to the last couple of months, right? Based on what we have seen over the last, 6 months or so?
Yeah, coming off of those 3 week prints that we had over the summer, expectations for September were relatively low. You know, people were not expecting us to do a strong reversal in that month. And not only did we get that strong reversal, but when you combine that with those upward revisions, it really pulled the entire print together into a blockbuster print.
So let's get into some other phrases that folks have coined: summer weakness, September surprise. I love it. Give us a little bit more about that. The volatility in the prints, right? We're up, we're down. What do we need to know there?
Yeah. So, you know, those last three prints that we had over the summer, that started to raise a lot of questions. You know, what is the durability of the labor market? Are we starting to see things slip? Are we starting to see things weaken? Are we starting to maybe see things deteriorate? A lot of questions were starting to be raised about that. You know, as we think about, for workers' compensation, the labor market is just so important for us because, you know, not only if we see deterioration in the labor market, are we going to see the flow through impacts to premium growth, but we could also see some changing trends in claims behavior that comes through there as well. So,
for sure,
we've been watching it very closely, obviously, because of those important things. But, you know, as we got this print that came through in September, it started to, you know, your eyes popped when you first saw it. You just, wow, was the initial response that came in. And so now the question is, you know, where are we sitting in the labor market? We had, you know, 3 months of relatively weak reports. Now we get this one strong month report. And one of the things that we talked about in our most recent LMI was we want to be a little bit cautious here, because as similarly to how we say we don't want to overreact to one negative report, because one data point doesn't make a trend,
right?
We also don't want to get too excited yet about one positive report. We do want a little bit more data to come through before we say that this is a new material reacceleration that we're seeing in the labor market.
And I imagine we want to maintain balance with that, right? We don't want to react too quickly. That makes sense, right?
Exactly, exactly. But there were a lot of good things to look at in this September report. So not just the headline jobs numbers. You know, when we dig down into some of the details, wage growth remained firm, which again is a big driver of workers' comp premiums. That was very good to see. And then even when we split it up and looked at private sector versus public sector, we saw strong job ads across both. So that was very good.
But is there a hiring slowdown? I feel like I've read that somewhere. Is there a hiring slowdown? What's happening?
Yeah. So one of the last details that I did want to get to in there was the unemployment rate. So we did see the unemployment rate tick down slightly for the second straight month. So down to 4.1% now from a high of 4.3% a couple months ago. But if we look back, not even a year before that, you know, we had the unemployment rate that was down below 3.5%.
Right.
So yep. One of the things that we've seen really through 2024, this has been one of those emerging trends, has been this slow and steady rise in the unemployment rate.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And now when people hear the unemployment rate rising, typically they think people are losing their jobs. That's
exactly
that's kind of the go-to. But actually the unemployment rate and the number of unemployed workers can rise for a couple of different reasons.
Really?
You know, one of those is obviously people losing their jobs. And so they start looking for jobs again, and that raises the number of unemployed workers. But also the unemployment rate and the number of unemployed workers can go up if more people start looking for jobs. So coming from outside of the labor force, and they start looking for jobs again instead.
So that is definitely something I did not know. How do you calculate that? How do you know more people are looking for jobs so that you can make that statement, I guess?
Yeah, there's a couple of different data points that we can look at, and they're all telling us the exact same story, which is exactly what we like to see. We typically don't like when data points are pointing in different directions. So just following the unemployment first, you know, we look at the flows in the labor market to see where people are moving between employed, unemployed, outside of the labor force, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And over this time period where we saw the rise in the unemployment rate from earlier this year up through July, we actually saw a significant increase in the number of unemployed workers from outside of the labor force. And then if we look at it from the employment perspective, we really weren't seeing many people transitioning from employment to unemployed. So that tells us that the rise is coming from more people looking for jobs that are not necessarily getting hired right away. You know, another data point that we've been following very closely throughout the last couple of years with our data that we've been putting out is the hires rate from the JOLTS report. And we've seen that coming down over the longer term here as well. So these two things together are really telling us that this is a story of less people are getting hired, but a lot of people are still looking for jobs.
Okay, but I need to stop you. Sorry, for 1 second. JOLTS report. What is the JOLTS report? Is that commonly known? Does everybody know what the JOLTS report is?
That's great. This is a job openings and labor turnover survey. It's another report that the Bureau of Labor Statistics puts out a couple of days before the important employment report comes out. And really, it just gives us kind of that next layer of data. How many people are getting hired? How many people are voluntarily quitting their jobs? How many people are getting laid off from their jobs? And that extra layer of data really helps us to determine what's going on more so under the covers in the labor market.
You know, I'm so glad that there are people like you that get energized by this type of thing, by the JOLTS report. I'm just not sure that's me.
And that's probably not a surprise, but it's a great way to tell us that extra layer of detail, as I mentioned. And, you know, what we've seen over the last, I would say, year or so, and, you know, think back to where we were in 2021 and 2022. So, you know, that was a labor market that the media dubbed the Great Resignation. You know, everybody was leaving.
We all said
jobs.
That, right? We all talked about, you know, that.
We called it the Great Reshuffle here at NCCI because, you know, it really wasn't people just up and quitting their jobs and disappearing. They were going somewhere else. So people were moving around, switching positions, switching industries, et cetera. And, you know, during that time period, the labor market was really categorized by there were a lot of job openings out there and just not enough workers to fill them.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. We had a significantly higher number of job openings than we had unemployed workers that were looking for them. Now, today, that is almost completely 180, where we have fewer job openings out there and we have a lot more people that are looking for jobs. And so it's been a lot more difficult for people to get hired as quickly as they were back then. So that's really been what's been behind the rise that we've seen in the number of unemployed workers, more people looking for jobs, and because hiring at businesses has slowed down to a more normalized level from the elevated levels that we've seen over the last couple of months, that's led to that increase.
So that's going to bring me to the next report, right? The employment report coming out in November. What do you expect to see with that? Do you want to look into the crystal ball for a second?
Yeah, absolutely. We're always trying to be as forward-looking as we can, and we want to get a sense of where the labor market is going, because that's honestly what people want. People don't really care about what happened last month or the month before that. It's really what's coming at us.
Sure.
And unfortunately, I don't have a good answer for you specifically for this print coming up, because there's a lot of noise that's going to be in the November release for the October print. You know, if you think about some of the things that have been going on, we've had two major storms, major hurricanes that have come through that have impacted a large portion of the country. Right. We've had a number of different strikes that have been happening where people have walked off the job. All of these things have the potential to alter the numbers temporarily that are going to be coming out in the next month. So, you know, we can't look at one data point and say that's a trend. And when we get the next data point, it might not give us a very clear picture of where things are going. So we're probably going to need even one more data point after that before we can say, is this a reacceleration in the labor market that we're seeing, which is going to be great news, obviously, for the economy. And it's going to be great news for workers' compensation as well. Or are we actually going back to what we saw over the summer, where the labor market is stepping down a gear and we're going to see things growing at a much slower pace than what we've been used to over the last couple of years? So we're really going to need not just the next data point, we're going to need a couple more to really get a sense of where things are going as we head into 2025.
Stephen, this is excellent. And I know you have something else coming out soon, which is the quarterly economics briefing, Q3. Are you going to get into this level of detail, or is there a whole other topic that you're going to be talking about?
Yeah, so we're diving into this exact story in much, much more detail. So if you're intrigued with anything that you heard today, or maybe you just want that next layer deeper, you want to get more clarity on the story, we're going to be diving into every facet of what's been going on in the labor market, both throughout the summer and the slowdown that we've seen, as well as the most recent print and what some of our expectations for the go forward are. So that's going to be up shortly on NCCI.com, and I would recommend everybody go take a look.
Excellent. So if you want the high level one pager, like I do, the Labor Market Insights Report is published every Monday after the Labor Employment Report drops. Did I say that right?
Yes, we have Jobs Friday, and the LMI is going to be the following Monday.
Jobs Friday. And then, of course, we have the Quarterly Economics Briefing Q3 coming up. So lots to look at. Stephen, thank you so much for being here today.
Absolutely. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you, everybody, for checking out our reports.
If you'd like to connect with Stephen, you can reach out to him at insights@ncci.com. Stephen has received quite the number of emails these days, right, Stephen?
Yes, lots of them, and I respond to every single one of them.
I can attest to that.
And if you enjoyed this episode, subscribe, leave us a review, and share this program with your network. It'll really help us grow the channel and reach more listeners just like you. Find more episodes at ncci.com/podcast, where we cover even more on the issues that are top of mind in workers' compensation. Thanks so much for tuning in to the State of the Line podcast. See you next time.
This podcast is the copyrighted material of the National Council on Compensation Insurance, 2024. All rights reserved.